Lebanon's prime minister has announced his government's resignation, saying a huge explosion that tore through Beirut last week was the result of endemic corruption. The move yesterday by Prime Minister Hassan Diab attempted to respond to popular anger about the blast at the port, where a warehouse exploded with what the authorities said was more than 2,000 tonnes of ammonium. The explosion killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000. We can talk now to Belle True, Middle East correspondent with the UK Independent. Belle, a very good morning to you. We were speaking to you on the programme only yesterday about the humanitarian crisis that this explosion has led to, but it's now turned into a full-blown political crisis as well. Why has the government stood down?
Well, I think they've just been facing mounting pressure, basically, since the blast to step aside, to resign, because of the fury from the people that not only the fact this blast took place, but also the lack of government response to the humanitarian crisis afterwards, in the aftermath of this. So, you know, when I'm walking around the streets in some of the most devastated neighbourhoods, there really isn't any government presence at all. You would imagine that there would be, you know, some kind of emergency relief and you know, set up in the wake of this. But really, it's just citizens volunteering themselves, trying to help each other, trying to house each other and trying to clear the debris. So that sort of anger has been mounting. There's been clashes in the streets. There's been calls of resignation. At least three of his ministers resigned before he made this statement. And a number of parliamentarians followed suit as well. He was also facing pressure, I think, from the international community as well, who said that, you know, this government has clearly failed. It's clearly not working. And there needs to be someone new in power to be able to accept the humanitarian aid from abroad and fix this crisis.
So no government response to speak of, and now no government, although they remain on in a caretaker capacity. So who's going to take charge?
Well, according to sort of Lebanese law, what happens now is that the president has to call for mandatory consultations between the parliamentary blocs in Lebanon's parliament. And then they all have to basically agree to put together a new candidate for prime minister, who will then choose, obviously, his cabinet. So last time this happened, when Hariri was basically, when he resigned in October during the revolution last year, it took 2 months to come up with Hassan Diab. So we're looking at this current government probably being in a caretaking role for quite a long time. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on the parliament to come up with a good option, because people are angry on the streets, protests are still continuing. The international community has insisted that aid will only be delivered on the condition that it is going straight to the people on the ground. It doesn't line the pockets of politicians. So all eyes are on the parliament right now to come up with a new prime minister to fix this situation.
And of course, people presumably still asking how this could have happened. Reports from Reuters, I think, this morning, perhaps others as well, saying that the Prime Minister and the President were warned by their own security officials of the risk posed by this material being stored in such huge quantities in the port.
Absolutely. I mean, the President himself actually confirmed this in a speech on Friday. He's known since the 20th of June, I understand, or maybe it's July, but either way, he's known for at least 3 weeks since the blast happened that there was this dangerous stockpile of explosives. Now, the President has defended himself. He said that he ordered the security forces and the military to do whatever was needed, but nothing was done. Now, this comes after a very long paper trail stretching back to 2014 of officials in the port telling people there's a problem with Hangar 12, where the explosion originated. There's a problem with this stockpile of explosive materials, and yet no one did anything. And even into the last few minutes when the firefighters were basically sent in to their deaths, no one did anything. And in fact, I mean, I spoke to the fire department yesterday. They told me that they were not warned that there was ammonium nitrate there. They were not given keys to the warehouse. They were not even shown where the fire was. They went in there completely blind. So we're talking about 7 years of no one doing anything. And even in those last few minutes, again, no one in the authorities doing anything to protect the people.
All right. Belle True, there we leave it. Appreciate your time once again this morning. Thank you indeed for talking to us from Beirut. The time now just gone 7:30.